pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing for the invocation by Pastor Randy's wife.
I'm filling in.
Okay, I thought so.
Jesus, thank you so very much for a council that cares about people and community. And I pray that you would give wisdom and direction and that you would be felt throughout this meeting. We just want to say that we appreciate your help and guidance in all that we do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
And John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, we'll move on to the minutes. Everyone looked at the minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes of the last meeting? No.
Hey, I haven't done it yet. Have you? Here, you want to go ahead?
There's a slug of them.
Having no additions or corrections.
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting, June 22nd meeting.
I second.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Ms. Goddard again. Clerk's report, please.
I have nothing tonight.
All right. Ms. Brown, do you have a treasurer's report?
No, not tonight, and I don't have anything to add.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Collins is not here this evening. Engineer, Mr. Plavik, is... No?
No.
No? Okay. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, having none, we'll move on. Committee reports. Alderperson Clark. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Do you have anything for us this evening?
No.
Sewer, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Streets and alleys. Mr. Miller, do you have anything?
I don't have anything.
All right. Police and ESDA. Mr. Ward?
The only thing I have is, everybody knows what happened last week here at the jail. The sheriff granted him today. He wanted to thank our police department, younger officers were very helpful in the entire time, so he wanted to reach out to the council. Appreciation for the department's help.
Very good, so noted. Water, Mr. Miller.
Okay. I'd like to, under water at this time, with the Scoville project that's going on outside of town here, is to, there's some approvals that we have to have done before we can finish the project, and they amount to engineering things that have to be agreed to, and plus permits. So, and I thought originally we thought it was all taken care of because the project had been started back in 2010 or something like that in the first place, but we had to reissue all the permits and everything else. So now we have to have, we're going to have a meeting to approve or get these approved and go ahead with an engineer to finish this project. So what I'd like to do is to call a committee meeting, and there's two options here, and I'd like to do a committee meeting, and then I would like the mayor's help and the council's help at that time, but to go ahead and do a special council meeting for just for the purpose of approving what we come out of as a committee at that night, and I might look for it to all take maybe half hour, 45 minutes to get done. But I'd like to either do this Monday night or Tuesday night, and I don't know what the pleasure is of everybody doing it, what your feelings are. So, but I can call the committee meeting myself as far as that goes. If you want to keep it on the Tuesday schedule, if it's easier for everyone, then I can leave it at Tuesday, if that's easier. Does anybody have a... Okay. So if that's the case, then we'll just leave it on the committee meeting at Tuesday night, a water committee meeting, Tuesday night at, let's say 6 o'clock, so we can get it done.
And what is that?
The 20th?
20th?
Yeah,
right?
Yes,
okay.
I believe. I'm not sure. I don't have my calendar.
Yeah, that's
yes.
a week from tonight.
Yes,
20th.
It's the 20th.
Okay, and 6 o'clock, and it's the only purpose of the meeting is to discuss everything that we need to finalize the Scoville project, the Scoville Lane project. And then, once whatever comes out of that meeting, if we could at, say, 6 o'clock for the committee meeting, let's give it, I'm thinking to probably, Evan, do you think 20 minutes would probably take care of that?
Part yeah, of? I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot to discuss. It's more or less.
And I'd like to have the engineer here at the committee, but the engineer here at the committee meeting to present to the owners, the property owners out there, if we can do that, if he can come here, well, we request that they be here. So at 6 o'clock that evening, then he can discuss with the landowners too what to expect and what the city's part of it is and the reason we're going through this. 6 o'clock, and then just say, I guess 6:30, we'll just... That's up to you, Mayor.
I'll call a special meeting for 6:30 on the 20th, special council meeting. That'll work.
Okay.
And it'd be just for that purpose, to finalize the scope of the project, and so.
Okay. So 6:30 for...
So 6 o'clock for the committee meeting, the water committee meeting, and then, of course, every councilman can be on the committee. I mean, they're specified ones, but you're welcome to come, so. Because... input is definitely usually needed, and it will be to discuss what we're up against on this project. And it's just a matter of it would have been done tonight, but it just things come so fast, and we didn't have 48 hours to get it in the news, so it's going to have to be extended until next week. So, any other questions on that? So, Evan, did you have any? Is that okay with you, Evan?
Yeah, that's totally fine. We'll let them know.
Okay.
Contact them. Keith and let me know.
Okay, all right. And I think the engineer is probably the only one we need here, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, and that way he can explain to his side of it what he thinks that we need to do and why we're paying them. And okay, that's all I have underwater.
All right, thank you, Mr. Miller. Moving on, utilities and publications. Alderman Kelly is absent, and also public buildings and grounds is Alderman Kelly is absent. Is in tourism, Alderperson Kim.
Well, I just think we really had a wonderful weekend last weekend, and I want to thank all the volunteers and organizers that made this special, and everything went really well. And we're going to be having another bicentennial meeting coming up. We don't have a date right now for some more celebration in the future.
Very good. Very good.
I want to thank the City Council for all they did to help get ready. It was great. Evan brought the tables and trash barrels up and walked off the street, and we had a great crowd, and I really appreciate it.
I just want to
everybody worked together so well. You did a great job with Mr. and Mrs. Sparkle. That was wonderful.
I want to do it every year up there.
I just think everybody worked so well. I've never seen so many happy faces and happy people in my life. It was wonderful.
That was a comment that I had, because everybody wants to do this again. I'm like, fine, let's do it. And we can do it all the time.
I made over 100 snow cones.
Did you?
So there was a lot.
That means we had a lot of little kids running around.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
and she ended up with a new nickname.
From Kendall.
And looking at that too, I noticed that we don't inconvenience anyone really by closing that street.
Yeah.
So whenever you guys want to do that, feel free to come to us. I don't think you'll have a problem if you want to do that every weekend. You know, if you want to have a big party.
Well, the only thing is we're only allowed 3 outdoor events a year.
Well, then you know what? Is that by ordinance?
Yes.
Yeah, that ordinance was made by 6 people sitting in this building, and 6 people sitting in this building can change that ordinance.
We can change that.
So, if you want that, you know, let's all talk about it.
Okay, yes. That would be great.
So, because I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, I did.
Just seeing people gather after this long time.
They have blankets on the ground, just like the old fashioned.
I know.
Wasn't that just fantastic?
Yeah.
We're looking forward to celebrating our 201st anniversary next year.
Bigger and better.
All right, thank you, thank you. The TIF district, we've already talked about that, and Alderman Spotlow's absent. Next is the Citizens Committee from Miss Amanda.
Yeah, so working this week, we are going to submit two grants for funding from the Illinois Communities Association. This is to help support the Historical Society's efforts for the Narrow Gauge Railroad. So some construction project replacement and upkeep for there, as well as some operating fund backfill from what they've lost from COVID to help with the blacksmith shop as well. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that those are awarded. We had a meeting last night with a group of citizens who are interested in doing a Yard of the Month club. So we kind of went through the criteria and what that's going to look like. Really just to help encourage upkeep and pride in ownership. And so we have a group of, I think, about six or seven who are interested in doing that. I also talked to about six or seven people this afternoon who have offered to volunteer to do some property cleanup. So we will schedule a date and time to get that done. And we also, I'm still seeing some feedback from people or getting some questions on whether we can do some type of junk days or cleanup. So I would like to put that on the discussion to see if there's budgeted dollars or creative ways that we can come up with the funds and the logistics behind that. I can certainly bring some suggestions forward. But if it's not budgeted for this year, possibility of being budgeted for next year, what costs may incur with that. And then also, there is an opportunity coming up through the Central Illinois Foundation for this area for grants based on community development. So if we have any specialized projects or events that could be coming up, that's something that we could put our hat in the ring for. So we can look at that too. So if there's any ideas, please feel free to share with me. Otherwise, I may go back to submit for lighting. That's still been a concern, getting some additional lights for the Park District in that North Cedar Broadway neighborhood, as well as solar lights for them who maybe otherwise couldn't afford it. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you want to be put on the agenda at some point for the?
Yes, let's do that.
I mean, for the Old Town Trash Pick. I know we've talked about it. I mean, I think everybody thinks it's a good idea. We just need the logistics worked out of costs and how we're gonna to best do this.
I think the last time that we did one, I remember back. I think we had to have somebody like disposal pick one of the disposal. Disposal groups come in town and we had to pay them so much a household or so much a whatever to come around and pick up that extra trash. So was that kind of where you got to?
I actually had found there's a John Lemon out of Canton who does a lot of work. He will do, I think, an 8-ton truck for $385. I know that most people here use area disposal, PDC, and I know for just a couch, the charge just to pick up a couch is about $75. Yeah. So the cost for John to do it is a lot, it's a lot more affordable.
So there's just someone private that would do it?
He has a company in Houston.
Okay.
He cleans up houses and
they can dispose of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
But is there a list of stuff that, I mean, there's probably specific stuff that they can dispose of, so.
Yeah, I mean, he can't do paint. I mean, it's pretty just anything. Yeah, anything that can't go to the landfill.
Okay.
So we need to look at, you know.
Would he work with volunteers, like people, if people met uptown on a Saturday afternoon and people go and help load the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
that's kind of how we used to do it. That worked very well.
The only thing is that we got more than, he only has one truck, doesn't he?
He said he could bring two.
Okay.
And what he would do would be fill one, take it up while the other one's filling and vice versa. We wanted a scheduled time. The other option is, you know, if people have challenges even getting it loaded, you know, what options do we have to pick up directly from houses?
Yeah.
He said it was 300 for him, 810?
385, and I believe it's 8 tons.
8 tons, okay.
Now, where does he have to take this?
It's
probably Macomb. My guess would be Macomb.
Either that or there's the one landfill by Edwards.
Yeah, the Fury landfill.
One or the other.
It was kind of nice back in the day. We had all the farmers come in town with their trucks, and we'd load them up, and they took it to the dump and dumped it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't cost anything except lunch or, you know, donuts and coffee. But
right.
That sounds great.
If this guy's only got two trucks and we have more than two trucks worth, we may be making phone calls to get the stuff off the streets. But, I mean, we can definitely do that. I guarantee we can get people to do it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And I think we'd get people to volunteer to help lift it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, maybe find somebody with a fork truck, and if we need a fork truck, and they can volunteer it.
And it would be, I think, advantageous if we have people sign up in advance.
Yeah.
Even if they call, just so we had a heads up, so we knew what we were in for.
Well, I think it'd be better for them too, because they would know whether they could help or not. You know, if they knew a date, you know.
And if somebody signed up and they need assistance, and possibly, I mean, we could probably work to get some assistance for them if they needed, you know, loading and things like that.
I think it'd be nice to, once you do that, and then put out a volunteer list. Just let people volunteer.
Yeah. I mean, I put out a message today to do cleanup, and within 30 minutes, I have 7 people who volunteered. So I can't imagine that we're in a really positive time in this community where people are wanting to help. And
coffee and donuts goes a long ways.
It does go a long way.
I mean, it does. You know, they offer coffee and donuts.
Feed them and they will come, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In that situation, would it be ideal to check like on a Bubba Dome for summer roll off? You know, if they brought those in, if you're talking, if they can't meet in one spot, you know, do you?
I mean, that's what this guy is offering, to bring his trucks and then we take the stuff to him.
So. Well, I understand that, but the more, I'm just saying, you know, what he can hold or what they can hold in the roll off. Well, if they did a roll off, he had areas of town, let's say he's got two trucks and this guy then is asked to drive house to house. If he did some roll-offs and had volunteers, well, he would say, comb it off and put a roll-off here, a roll-off here, here, and it's just a one-day event that's all gone. You know, they come back and pick up the roll-off.
No, I mean, I think that's an option if we have that big of a response.
I don't know what the prices of roll-offs are anymore. You know, it's been a long time since I've ever had one. But
I mean, it depends on what our response is. I mean, I hate to have all this stuff ready and then somebody brings a couch and that's about it. I mean, I know that won't happen, but I mean.
Well, and the good thing about John with the 385, I mean, that's hauling it off. I mean, you know, he'll help load it up. I mean, I actually have used him before when I moved. We tore some things down and took a swimming pool out, and I have, with the swimming pool and buildings, I had 8 tons of trash, and that was him loading it, taking it away.
Yeah. Does he have bigger trucks now? He used to just have a pickup truck.
Yes, he has 2 very large trucks.
Okay. He used to pick up the dentist office.
So what direction does the council want to move on this, I guess?
I think if you're willing to do the legwork and put it together, then I'm sure the council can, you know, have some kind of presentation as far as what it's going to cost us, and then we can just vote on it. So,
I mean, how are we going to get the word out to people, I guess? Water bills, I know you put stuff on there, but Facebook.
I think social media is
happening, the water bills.
Yeah.
Throw out some flyers.
It goes around pretty quick.
Right. Okay.
I think I've got, I mean, just in our neighborhood association, I mean, I have about 120 people that just live on the north side of town, so I think that'll.
I mean, I know it's a pretty good pile.
Listing what they won't pay. we have to have that, because you know that.
We're just listing what they can't put.
I mean, there's, I know tiles around town in people's yards, I mean.
Yeah.
We could use the city inloader to load that stuff up and just dump it in the dumpsters too, get rid of them.
That job money, he takes about anything.
I think people know what they can pitch and what they can't pitch, and that's the big thing.
Even in their everyday, every week garbage, they know what they can put and can't put, so they pretty much know.
Yeah, let them know what we can take and.
I'll get ahold of John, and kind of get some estimates on maybe what this, because he does help do this for other communities as well. I'll kind of get a feel for, you know, maybe average cost or something similar. What he takes, what he doesn't take, what, you know, what he can be available. And bring that back to the next meeting if that works.
You know, maybe if he would do it for a flat rate and then we pay the landfill fees.
That's what.
Whatever, yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever the tonnage is, we'll pay that, and whatever his flat rate is for doing for home. I mean, that's just my guess, but.
I thought about that too, so I'll ask him. He's.
Probably won't be a big difference.
I mean, I don't know what landfill fees are, but I mean, at $380 for 8 ton, he's probably making a couple hundred bucks. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know when we haul sludge, it's, I think it's up to 47 now. I have to look at the receipt. It's 47 a ton of McCollum.
Really?
I think the bill's in that pile of bills. It's in that pile somewhere.
I know it keeps going up. And
I held the couch off and they charged me the minimum.
No, $75,
like
I know.
$75
for a PVC, yeah, or area.
So,
370.
Well, no, I had to
wait. Or it'd be 376 for an 8 ton.
Right, that's what I mean.
That was at the landfill.
376, and he's charging 385.
Cheaper to have wiener roast.
Right, see, and that's what I said too. That's
piled up, burn.
We get rid of stuff.
You can ask for donations too.
Oh, no, right, no.
Yeah, we certainly could ask for donations. I mean, one of the other things that we could do is, you know, limit to one truckload and then ask for a $20 donation, anything after that for truckload or equivalent trailer load.
Sure.
Some people would be willing to give it. Some people, you know, may not be able to afford it, but.
I think we do for one, we want to do for all, and just whatever it costs, it costs.
Okay.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
If the people want it.
If they want to make a donation.
Because, you know, you don't charge the first guy, and then you charge the last guy. I don't.
Maybe
I'd
if
rather
somebody
not
wants
do that.
To make a donation.
It's open for donations.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe they could make it to the bicentennial planning.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just set a day, and we'll be around to pick it up, and whatever's there, I mean, I get the roll-off, but I mean, if he charges this much a truck, and he's got to come back 3 days in a row, I mean, that's his business. I mean, that's.
I'll see what
would a Saturday be a good day, or?
I don't know. I mean, be as good as any.
I asked him. He said he works 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. He'll come whenever we want him. Just got to plan ahead. So. Okay. I'll get that.
Okay. We have enough? Okay. We're good then. All right. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
The Christmas committee, the Hickeys are not here. In talking to them, though, they seem to have quite a bit of interest in the Christmas trees and should be kind of neat.
And Roger's working on talking to the county board about seeing about putting them around the courthouse too.
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Okay, moving on. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer.
Did you get those packets sent out for us?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we moved it to the first meeting of the month so I can discuss last month's instead of 3/4 of the way through trying to give you numbers. What I'm doing now is trying to provide you guys with a Public Works Director report. Obviously, it's in progress. I just started on it, so I do some stuff together. Hopefully, have a better version over the next few months. What this does is kind of show you guys some of the stuff that goes on. It doesn't detail everything, you know. I went and fixed the sinkhole where I fixed it. Just let you guys know that I did this, you know, X amount of sinkholes or cleaning of catch basins, jetting of sewers. I keep that list in my journal, but if I wrote that up, you guys would have a big book there. So
I'm just trying to do this so you guys can see stuff and notice, you know, if this is getting done, or, you know, like, you see hydrants are zero, why is that zero? Well, more likely you're going to see that in spring and fall, or if there, you know, any dirty water call, something like that, I would extend the flush of hydrants. Broke it down, like I said, water street, wastewater, you can see what's been pumped, you know, water loss, shutoffs, any alarms where we might get called in, then get all the PTO and stuff like that, but I'll have all that on there too next time, so you guys can see, you know, if there's a question, why didn't this get done? Well, you kind of look at that, you might see, say, three guys were off, so it was 80 hours, I had 80 hours without, you know, some people there. And then overtime will also be on there, so you guys can see what we're getting. So, just trying to get a better sheet so you guys got something every month that you can just skim through, and you'll have your own copy, and if you got any questions, you can ask, and like I said, there will be a lot more added to it, it's just going to take me time, because I'm just now starting this, so I'm trying to do a lot since I've taken over paperwork, and I more the better, and it's always better for the next generation or the next guy if anything were to happen. And, they got a lead on what's going on and how to keep everything rolling.
This is great.
So,
thanks, Evan. It looks
yes, it does. Yes. Very good. Thank you.
I didn't include part-timer or the seasonal help that we get. I just stuck with the full-time stuff. A little easier. Obviously, I could have put on the June 1 we started summer help and how X amount, how many, but like I said, this is new, so it's hard for me to get it all done right away, plus do the duties of around town too, and also
you're a busy person.
Squeezing it in slowly.
Very busy person.
And then I said the water main breaks and stuff I'll have monthly, and then you'll have a yearly total all the way to the end so you guys can see what's going on too with all that stuff. So, and if you guys think I should add something else, don't be afraid to tell me. I'm always here for input to better it so you guys can see it and understand it better.
All right. Thank you very much, Evan.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. Any questions for Evan?
That's wonderful.
All right. We're going to move on to unfinished business. I believe that's why Billy is here.
Yes. She texted me right before I left to come here, and she's sick, so she's not going to be able to make it tonight. She does want to address the council later on, telling me about a business, bring some brochures and things, but since it was on the agenda tonight for the grant, and everyone has all the figures and everything, and what she would like to do, if possible, she wants to do a half a grant and a half year, 5 year, a half 5 year forgivable loan.
Okay.
So you guys can discuss half the grant.
Say that again, half grant and what? And then
the other half, a 5 year forgivable loan. Sorry. Okay.
She plans on being there for a long time.
So.
And we have
that application? Yes. Yeah, thank you.
And has that already been to the TIF committee? I mean,
Do we have a meeting already on the TIF last time? But you changed it.
Because I know we talked about it.
I got all confused because we started it and stopped it.
But we still, she was going to bring additional.
Sure.
All
right. Yeah, so that was tabled at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's tabled. We don't have anything we can do with it tonight. Other than, I guess we're going to.
Well, the first.
The first one was tabled.
Yeah, the first one was tabled, and then she brought that one in to me Friday.
Okay, so this is a new one.
Yeah.
Okay,
so the first one is basically we're not going to use that anymore?
Or? No.
Okay. 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 This council, I don't think we can vote on this anyway tonight, can we? Because it's not on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
I mean, it is, even though just to discuss. Okay.
Just discuss approval TIF application.
Okay. All right. Does everyone have their copy of this, or is this the only one?
No, there's one in each package.
Okay. Does anyone have any?
That was half grant, half forgivable.
She was very thorough. She had paid it, but she couldn't be here.
So she's won $16,000, $416,000 in a grant, and then $16,000 in a 5-year loan, correct?
Yeah, 5-year forgivable. The way I understand it, she pays the business for 5 years and the loan is forgivable, is that correct?
I'm not sure how they've done this in the past, so that's...
Well, the first one we did was over...
Jordan Briggs.
Was the very first time I've ever dealt with that, so... I don't know a lot about it either, just that if they stay in the full 5 years, then they don't pay that $16,000 back. So,
Steve got here.
I know, yeah, he left. He stayed out of it.
We had a question.
Yeah, why didn't we think to ask him that before he left? $16,000 grant with a $16,000 forgivable loan. Okay.
And what is the percent on that loan?
I think 2% if you have, if they have to pay anything back. Yeah, so say she is only in business 3 years, something happens, and however we figure that, I'd have to have a calculator, but that percentage then of that 16, she would pay back for the last 2 years that she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know how to explain it very well. I've got it figured out in my head, but I can't explain it. And like, I know how we did Jody's, like for that first 16, as soon as I get those receipts, I go ahead and give them that 16, and then as soon as I get the receipts for the other 16, I go ahead and give them that.
Okay.
Give her that, so. You know, Jody, as soon as I get all her receipts, then she has all of her money. And then if she doesn't stay in business the whole 5 years, then she has to start paying it back.
And the total was $32,833.62.
Yeah.
So half of that goes to a
grant,
and the other half goes to forgivable.
That's all part of it. So they stay.
And 2%.
And this.
Just pointing out, that gets her the incentive to stay in business.
Sure.
Right. No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have just never, nobody ever heard of doing that till they, you know, told us about it.
Well, I moved through the TIF application for Healing Springs Cottage at the amount of, I had it just here, let me bring it up here again, $32,833.62. Half of that will be granted as a grant, and the other half will be a forgivable.
Yes, seconded.
Okay, we have a motion by Kendall, seconded by Kim, and a roll call vote, please.
Oliver Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
Motion carried. Clerk will get ahold of the attorney and have the attorney do the paperwork, right?
Yeah, I just send him everything and then.
All right.
I'll send him everything tomorrow and.
We need a stamp.
Get it going.
Very good. Okay, Billy, do you have anything else?
No, that was all.
Thank you very much. Moving on to new business. To discuss the transfer of the liquor license from AC Beer and Bait to Lewiston Mart LLC. The AC Beer and Bait has been bought, sold, and need to approve the liquor license transfer.
That's already approved by the liquor.
It was already approved by the liquor commission, yes. Yes.
Because some people aren't gonna be here, so. And the closing is the 19th, what they told me, coming Monday. So I'll have you sign the license if everything's approved, so I can, because they have this in before they get their state.
All right, can we have a motion to transfer this liquor license, please?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, next item on the agenda is talk about the water meter loan. Cindy spoke with Prairie State Bank about lowering our interest rates. They first seemed like they wanted to talk about it, and then they didn't want to lower as much as Cindy requested. And her and I feel that it would be a good idea to put this out for bids to the banks to see what they can do for interest rate on these water meters.
Because if we could get it down just 1 point,
yes.
And right now theirs is what, 3.24. So I asked them if they could do 2.24. They didn't go down that low. Okay. But I mean, even the first year, we would save $4,000 if we could get it down 1 point.
I think they most definitely
could. And I have a series of steps I have to go through to do it.
Prairie State Bank's holding titles to our vehicles.
Yeah, I did get them.
But she got them back, okay.
Yeah, I got them.
For this loan, and Cindy caught that and said she didn't think it was right and called them.
I called down the Municipal League and I said, I have a question. Is it right that the bank took all of our titles to all of our vehicles for a loan?
You're kidding me.
And they're like, no, you need to get them back. I'm like, okay. So I called him.
Good
I
for
said,
you.
I want those titles back.
Good for you.
I got them. I'm a mean person.
Okay, so if everybody's in favor of putting that out for bids, if we can have a motion.
I make a motion, most definitely.
Motion by Sally.
Sally.
Second by Brad. Roll call vote, I guess.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll put that out for bids to the local banks. Next, we need to talk about a new meter for wastewater. Evan, do you have anything to talk about there?
Gotta have it. It's an ultrasonic meter. Not all I know about it, but it does our daily flow at the waste treatment plant. I've had the guy come down, mess with it twice. I know the meter inside does throw out all kinds of random numbers, but it usually reads a good average every day. You know, you wouldn't tell that it's bad, but getting all these heavy rains, I started noticing the meter wasn't reading what I thought it should, so I had them come back and look at it again, and they just said it needs a whole new unit. There should be a quote in there with all that, so that's pretty much the base price. I did get a second quote on it, but this is a company that I deal with calibrating yearly, because we've got to have the scale calibrated yearly. So I just figured I'd stick with them and keep going with them. Their yearly calibration is half the price of any other company that will install a new one and take over the calibration. So it's something I do need.
Well, we need it. We need it.
Right. What was the cost on that?
I think that one was, I don't have one.
5310.
Yeah.
I forgot it here somewhere. Was that
$5,310.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Kohner?
Yep.
Okay. Where the heck did mine go?
I move to approve the bid for new meter from Kohner Electric at $5,310.
I second it.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, everybody had a chance to look at the bills. I know they're still moving around.
Presented to us.
All right. Motion by Sally.
Second that motion.
Second.
What was that? What you just asked about the bills?
The bills, yeah.
Okay, I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we just paying half of the Ameren bills?
Well, if you look at the date, like the ones that are in there, I received those bills in June 6th. So they always put 2 months, do them 2 months out for municipalities. I don't know why.
I just was curious.
Well, you should have saw me. I called them first time when I first started. I'm like, why are these bills like this? I get I'm getting September bills now. So okay. I go online and I look to make sure exactly what the amount is that's due August 8th or whatever that's on there.
Okay.
So yeah, it's crazy.
Usually that's like that, so you will have time to get the bills approved and you won't get late fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they...
And then there was one big one that, when I started, man, it's like, you have to go in and figure every month, blah, blah, blah. So I called them, I'm like, how much am I supposed to be paying on this? And they're like, well, the whole amount. So I did like double that month, paid all of it, so...
Gotcha.
It was correct every single month when it comes.
Because yeah.
I didn't want that having to figure and pay half of it each month. It was confusing.
Don't blame you.
But that's why. We get them 2 months ahead. Yeah, anytime there's any questions, that ask me. I'll try to answer them. I'll have the right answer, but I'll try.
Maybe we didn't have enough money or something.
Yeah, I'm penny
paying installments.
Yeah.
Don't say that too loud.
No. All right, we have a motion by Sally, seconded by Kendall to pay the bills. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
Motion carries. Everybody gets paid. All right, well, nobody has any more business they want to talk about? We can have a motion to adjourn.
So be.
Motion by Sally. Second by Kim.
She's nodding her head.
Nod your head, you're in there.
No, like.